Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
All right, hour two, Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live from the Right Side studio. Local, state, national, we got it all. All right, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, go into the phones right now, bring it on somebody who I have been able to work with at the Alabama Policy Institute, does an amazing job. Justin Bogey, formerly with the Heritage Foundation, who also spent some time working in D.C. and worked for the Legislative Fiscal Office in Montgomery. He knows where all the fiscal money bones are buried. I'm pleased to bring him back on. Justin Bogey, how you doing today, man?
Hey, doing well, Phil. Good to be with you.
Well, glad to have you, man. Thanks for making some time. So I just unpacked for the last 30 or 40 minutes here ESG scores and ESG rankings and ESG investment portfolios and basically how, aside from profitability, there's this new move to just go ahead and see how environmentally woke or social justice woke that a company can get, and somehow or another that determines they're a good company. My concern is, you know, I saw an article, I think I sent you a copy of it, that there are some public pension plans that are dabbling in this. And I wonder, you knowing all the ins and outs of Alabama's, you know, fiscal situations, are you seeing that in the RSA, the Retirement Systems of Alabama, at all?
Yeah, so, you know, just nationally, over half of public pension programs are investing in ESG. So RSA does a really good job of hiding their investments, I would say. You know, they have some general buckets that they put money into, but you can't tell the specific fund. So I don't know for sure that RSA is doing that. But if you kind of look back at the history of RSA, you know, in 2016, they bought a bunch of local newspapers, and then reports were that they encouraged those editorial boards to endorse Hillary Clinton for president. So, you know, just based on that, my guess is that they are investing in ESGs, or if they're not, they soon will be. And really interesting nationally, the federal thrift savings program, which is basically the federal employees retirement system.
Yeah.
They are opening up ESG plans this summer for their participants. So, you know, this is moving nationally. So my guess is that if RSA isn't already doing it, they will be soon.
Wow. So, okay, that's, now you just nailed something though on the federal side, the TSP. That's I mean, I got a ton of listeners like at Redstone Arsenal in you mm-hmm. know, federal service in and around Redstone and other facilities that I'm sure take part in the thrift savings plan under the federal government's retirement system. So you're saying that they've got an entire new wing of that that's about to open up that's ESG related.
Yeah, I mean, as a former federal employee, I participated in the plan as well. So it was supposed to go online as of June. I haven't actually checked to see if it's online now, but if it's not, it will be shortly. I think they're opening up like 10 ESG funds that their investors can participate in. And they're the largest public pension in the country. I think it's like $836 billion in assets. So potentially you're talking about a lot of money that could be going into these ESG funds from federal employees, retirees.
Wow. Okay. Which basically means those are taxpayers. And when the system gets propped up or there's a match, you know, in the plan or whatever else, those are taxpayer dollars coming into that plan too, right?
Right. Exactly. So, you know, your employer contribution is going into whatever you selected to go into. So yes, taxpayer dollars could be going into these ESGs. And I don't know how much you talked about it in the first hour. I wasn't able to listen, but the standards for these rankings and the companies that are given good ranking, you know, really, it's just all over the place. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So even if you wanted to invest your money that way, if you wanted to go with these kind of left-leaning causes, you really don't know if that's what your money is going towards, because there's no transparency. There's really no oversight. It's self-reported by companies whether they're meeting these goals, and there's not really a whole lot of oversight and follow-up on whether or not they're doing that.
Well, so let me ask you this, and I don't know if you know the answer to this or not now, because I'm kind of springing this on you, but is this something that a state legislature is able to say, we will not participate? Can the state legislature give Dr. Bronner and RSA directives that you will not participate on ESG bases alone?
I don't know 100% the answer to that question, but I do know that, you know, this isn't exactly a new thing. Some of these kind of directed investment strategies have been going on since at least the 80s. And there were state governments that have said, you know, you can't invest in companies that do things that we think are bad. So in that same vein, I think the legislature could step in and at least have some control and say, you know, we don't want you investing in ESGs.
I would hope so. I mean, I'm looking at an article right now from Insurance Journal that literally says, and it's Dr. Bronner even saying it, it's been a tough year in the RSA. I mean, they manage two plans right now, the ERS and the TRS, Employees Retirement System, and then the Teachers Retirement System. $52 billion in total assets under management, and something like 52,000 active and retired state employees. And the last thing, I remember too, when I was in the legislature, and I don't know where it is right now in the current budget process, but they have a mandated 8% annual return. Mm-hmm. Mandated means if they don't make 8% because the market is bad, the legislature has to prop it up with appropriated funds, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I was looking back, you know, several of the leaner years, in the last decade, they've been putting almost $1 billion into the employees retirement system, the teachers retirement system. It's been a bad few months on the stock market, so we could all absolutely be on the hook for this. And, you know, right now, just because of the record revenues that the state has been seeing over the past couple of years, you know, they ought to have the money to cover it if they had to. But at some point, they may not, unless they cut spending, which we all know how that goes. but yes, we could absolutely be on the hook to cover that 8% if they're not making that return every year.
It just boggles the mind, man. And I look at this and think, okay, here we are. We have all these folks who have a defined benefit plan. They expect to have a pension when they reach retirement. The system becomes underfunded or overwhelmed. And yet we're looking at some of these pension plans, and not necessarily Alabama, so I can't label it that way. You said it's kind of obscure. We can speculate, but it's not known. But the reality is, I just finished reading before you came on the air through a Harvard Business Journal review of ESG plans, and they don't fare well. And they literally, ESG scores have nothing to do with profitability, and yet they have a fiduciary obligation to manage things in terms of profitability.
Yeah, and I mean that's the requirement. I think the federal government has actually said you shouldn't be investing investor money based on social outcomes, environmental outcomes, those things. Your job is to get investors the highest return that you can get, and you know, obviously the market fluctuates and you can't always control some of those things. But this isn't supposed to be a part of it, and you know, something that a lot of people don't realize, ESGs have really already affected the state of Alabama. And that's in our prison system. If you think back to last year, we were talking about this private prison construction deal. One of the companies that was involved in that was Core Civic, and they went to investors to try to raise over $600 million to build a prison in Alabama. And because of this ESG backlash, because private prisons are one of the things that are included in the list of the no-nos, they couldn't get the funding. That deal fell through. And then it fell on Alabama to put up the money to build those prisons. And even more recently, you know, Alabama was issuing bonds for that prison construction, and they came up over $200 million short. Now, I don't know if that's, you know, I think some of that was because of backlash over it being to fund prisons. But the bottom line is they came up over $200 million short, and, you know, eventually us, the taxpayers, are probably going to have to cover that shortage and find another $200 million to put into prisons.
Well, I can't get past this. I mean, it's maddening to me that, like, Larry Fink, the guy who runs BlackRock, the largest investment fund in the world, or one of, is the one advocating for this, along with Schwab from the World Economic Forum. I mean, it's a globalist kind of thing, but I look at it and think, where does this make sense? I mean, why is this a good idea? I understand if the company wants to do it, fine. But being told they have to get a score, and somehow or another that equates to, I don't know, success, when the reality is their goal in life is to be profitable on behalf of their shareholders or their, you know, their plan participants, period. That's it.
Right. And I was reading something that was interesting. It was the chief investment officer from BlackRock who used to be the head of this diversity division. And he's left that job, and he basically said it's kind of all smoke and mirrors. There's really, you know, a lot of these companies aren't doing the things that they're supposed to be doing, that they claim that they're doing. And, when you invest in an ESG fund, you're really, it's really just shifting, you know, from one major company to another where you're putting your money. And I've seen those sentiments echoed by other experts in the field. So there's just, you know, there's just so, there's just no clear meaning to what ESG even is and what it means and how companies are abiding by it. It just makes no sense, but you're right. You know, the ultimate goal is profitability and creating a return for your investors. And, this looks like it's just, you know, tampering that. It's not getting that outcome.
No, no doubt. Well, closing thoughts from you, just even if this is personal speculation, can we put an end to this? Is it going to peter out when Biden finally leaves office? Or is it going to be something that sticks?
Well, yeah, I think obviously it'll shift some depending on who's in the White House. Really, the focus of this right now seems to be environmental issues and trying to make, you know, coal and quote unquote dirty energy companies bad and, you know, alternative energy and those kind of things good. So yes, you know, I think you could see a shift with a new administration and maybe get back to a more sensible way of doing things and focusing more on profit and getting a return for investors like they're supposed to be doing. That would be my hope, but you can't predict politics very well, so who knows?
Well, and I'm hoping, I mean, I know that we have a number of state legislators who listen to the show. They text me periodically during the show or afterwards, and I'm hoping that some of them are hearing this and recognizing, I think it was Utah. Utah state legislature, I believe, did try to take action most recently on this very issue. And I hope that the state legislature will consider here disallowing participation on the basis of ESG by the RSA. I think that's I've been calling this whole section I'm doing here that
agree.
ESG
yep.
should be DOA.
Yeah, I think that would be the right move. You know, especially with uncertain times, a recession could be looming. You know, we need to have our investments for retirees in the best possible places and not be doing it based on these kind of issues, especially if the return is not going to be as good as other areas.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Justin Bogey, as always, thanks so much for providing good color commentary. Fiscal analyst for the Alabama Policy Institute, and we appreciate your time today.
Thanks very much.
All right, let's go ahead and move to a break right now. We'll do that. We'll come back. I ran a little long with Justin, so we'll have a short segment coming back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Going to go to number two in the Triple Dipper. It's time to move on. Live free or die. That's what I'm calling it. What's going on with gun rights? Aren't we done with that argument? Apparently not. We'll talk about it when we get back. Y'all stay tuned.